Well, I would like to welcome everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the new GTLD Subsequent Procedures Subteam, Work Track 5, Geographic Names at the Top Level Call on the 24th of April, 2019 at 1400 UTC. In the interest of time today, there will be no roll call. We have quite a few participants online. Attendance will be taken via the Zoom room. So if you happen to be only on the audio bridge, would you please let yourself be known now? Okay. As a reminder to all participants, if you would please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes, and to please keep your phones and microphones on mute when not speaking to avoid any background noise. With this, I will turn the meeting back over to Javier Llove. Please begin.
Thank you. Again, good morning to all. This is Javier Llove from At Large, from ALAC. I'll be your chair today. I'm joined in this call by my other co-chairs, Annabeth Lange and Martin Sutton from CCNSO and GNSO each. As we go through, continue through the comments, before we go there, please see the agenda today. If there's any SOI updates today, please do so now. I hear none. So as we continue with the questions for public comments for review, community input, before we go into that, just to remind everybody, all Work Track members, that the scope of the work we've been doing these past weeks is just to, you know, carefully look at these comments to make sure that they reflect as well as possible what we think as a group is the intent of the commenter or the Work Track member that commented. So if there are no objections to the agenda, which is continuing with the community input comments and then moving towards options and proposal, country and territory names, and then finally any other business, please say now if there's any objection. If there's none, I shall continue. So as we go on, we left off in line 181 of the document, which is I hope everybody has on their screen, whether on their laptop or on the laptop on the side to manage. So we will continue reading these carefully, and I know, bear with me. It's reading it can be a bit, you know, tiring, but we'll read these through and we'll move forward. So 181, it's a comment by the International Trademark Association, INTIA. It goes, notes objections to extending preventative measures, though does not reference any particular proposals. The discussions regarding mechanisms that can be used to protect geographic names have resulted in a debating society in which various parties seek solutions to unrealized problems. The current preventative measures are appropriate at this time. If individual governments and regions are motivated to reserve non-capital city names, such preventative reservations should occur on the CCTLD level and not the GTLD level. Giving governments prospective property rights at the GTLD level for geographical terms beyond country names is unnecessary, burdensome, and in violation of established international law. If governments object to a new GTLD string, they should utilize the curative measures already established in the original applicant guidebook. Every effort should be made to make sure the number of reserved names is as small as possible, as a number of names which are subject to consent non-objection, and that this should only be applied in circumstances where the TLD is to be used to represent the city. Any comments to the INTI comments? The notes show a summary, keep existing protections, does not reference specific proposals. If no comments, we'll keep on moving. Line 182, same response for E9, E10, having in mind the need to ensure proper protections for freedom of expression as universally recognized. Well, before I go on, this is a comment by, it's hard to move this document around. I think it's a comment by ALAC. Yeah. Same response for E9 and E10. Having in mind the need to ensure proper protections for freedom of expression as a universally recognized human right, Article 19 of UDHR and ICCPR, and given such protections are reiterated by ICANN in the 2007 Public Policy Principles for New GTLDs, Principle G, the NCAG stands firm in its position that freedom of expression can only be restricted by law. At the same time, the string, string evaluation. I'm going to stop there. It seems this is a NCSG comment and not an ALAC comment, but we'll continue. The NCSG stands firm in its position that freedom of expression can only be restricted by law. At the same time, the string evaluation process should be coherent with the international recognized principles of law. Moreover, the UN Human Rights Council in its 2012 resolution proclaimed that the same rights that people have offline must also be protected online, in particular freedom of expression, which is applicable regardless of frontiers. An applicant for new GTLD, is exercising his or her right to freedom of expression by lawful use of words. Reference to a city and the usage of a city name falls under the scope of the right of freedom of expression. International law does not contain any specific requirements with regard to usage of city names, nor does it mention the need to obtain prior permission of the government. In this regard, the NCSG believes that governments should have no priority rights to non-capital city names as compared to other applicants when it comes to allocation of new GTLDs. The NCSG strongly believes that any policy proposal regarding geographic names should take into consideration an intended use for the domain name. Reference to the intended use gives an understanding of whether a GTLD will be used in good faith. If at a later stage, it appears that a name is misused, there are curative rights mechanisms available to file an objection. The objection process should be seen as sufficient means to address government's concerns as to the application in the same way as it works for other stakeholders who have to closely monitor an application process and raise their concerns in a timely manner in order to prevent violation of their rights and interests. There are many cases of using the same name for many cities, making the requirement of obtaining prior non-objection practically infeasible. Moreover, in some cases, an applicant might reside under one jurisdiction while applying for a GTLD being a city name which falls under another jurisdiction. In this case, getting non-objection from the competent authority to whom the city name is relevant is likely to be cumbersome at the time and time-consuming for an applicant. If an intended use is lawful and it is not aimed at misrepresentation of a connection with one legal authority itself, then it should be permitted without placing any additional requirements of the applicant seeking to get a GTLD. On the other hand, a misrepresentation intended use could be subject to retrospective restrictions without constituting a violation of freedom of expression. I'm moving around here. The NCSG, it cuts my page off. Oh, wait a second. I'm gonna jump one line that I can read. Maybe staff can see the line that's in black when I jump go ahead.
Javier, it's Martin. Did you want me just to finish that one off?
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, so in here we've got just a mixture of bold, just to point out, and some ideas, and then one last bit, which is a concern. So sort of the bold bit here, NCSG would recommend modification of the current requirement to obtain a letter of support or non-objection when applying for a string containing a non-capital city name in subsequent procedures. According to this proposal, which the NCSG finds to be in compliance with the internationally recognised guarantees for freedom of expression, applicants who intend to represent a connection to the authority of a non-capital city will need to provide a letter of support non-objection. So here they go on to say, though, however, if the applicant does not intend to represent a connection to the authority of non-capital city names, protections will be enhanced by inserting contractual requirements into the registry agreement that prevent the applicant from misrepresenting their connection or association to the geographic term. As laid down in the supplemental report, this proposal changes the standard when a letter is needed for non-capital city name from usage associated with a city name to usage intended to represent a connection to the authority of the non-capital city name. It increases contractual requirements and therefore enhances protections for geographic places. So the concern, the last remark here on the NCSG, once the NCSG wants hereby to avail itself of this opportunity to remind ICANN.org of its commitment to support a universally recognised right to freedom of expression, equally enjoyed by all the applicants for new GTLDs, and to foster competition and transparency in the process of new GTLD allocation. The NCSG also calls upon ICANN to eliminate existing and avoid placing new unnecessary and legally unjustified barriers for stakeholders other than governments to apply for new GTLDs. There's quite a lot in there. So I appreciate we needed to read that one fully. The rest of them, I think we've got summaries so that we can just pick out the salient points as we go through. So it should be quicker as we go through. So I'll hand back to you, Javier, in a second, but I just noticed Christopher's got his hand up. So if Christopher, you've got a comment or a question, please come forward. I can't hear you, Christopher. Okay, perhaps Christopher, your hand is signaled up on in the participants panel. If you can't get through on audio, perhaps if you could just put your message into the chat for now until we get that sorted. But in the meantime, Javier, I'll turn back to you.
Thank you, Martin. Thank you for that. Having issues with my real estate screen here. Okay, so I guess what in line 183, it's a comment by, this one is by the ALEC. We understand question E10 as relating to proposals 19. 19 variants 1, 2, and 3, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, and we have provided comments to these proposals as set out in the corresponding sections in this statement. And it writes a URL. Seeing no comments, shall continue. I see Christopher's hand is still up, but we'll continue unless, Christopher, if you want to just jump in when you can, just do. Line 184, it says, it's by RYSG, see comments with each proposal. And it flags a URL. Can Martin, what in this type of comment, is this a reference to another part of the document or for everybody's knowledge? See comments with each proposal.
Perhaps Steve, if you could just confirm, because I can't scroll back on here to see what the original question states without getting another laptop out in another room.
Hi guys, this is Annabeth speaking. While we're waiting, it's a comment from Justine up there that we should read. It's thanks for the correction, Steve and Xavier. The source of line 182 comment, definitely not from ALAC.
Thank you. Steve
has said it's from NCSG, just to be sure that everybody caught that.
Well, so Steve, you can jump in when you want to clarify when the comment is just see comments for this proposal to explain to the group what that means, help out. But shall continue here. So line 185, it's a comment by group of registries, UniRegistry, Minds and Machines Group, Top Level Design, Amazon Registry Services, Empty Media LLC. Again, see comments for each proposal and a URL. It references their proposals.
Hey, Javier.
Go ahead.
I can jump in now.
Thanks.
So to provide context, this question is asking about non-capital city names, and then it's asking which proposals the commenter supports, I believe. I'll scroll up real quickly. So it asks the commenter's view of the proposals and which they believe need to be considered further. When it refers to the proposals, it's referring to the proposals that were included in the supplemental initial report and for which we'll be taking a look at the comments received for those.
Thanks. Thank you. I saw a hand by Susan that now it's down. Maybe it was accidental, and still see Christopher's hand. But shall continue. Go ahead.
Hi, sorry, it's Susan. It wasn't accidental, but I was going to answer the question while Steve was looking. But I think that's the point. It's because of the way the question was posed to you in the document. It sort of said, you know, which of the things in the proposal section do you think are meriting further consideration? And so I think some people who responded to that question just chose to answer it in the proposal section rather than repeating text here. And I think that's what those two registered comments have done.
Thank you very much, Susan. Thank you very much. Very good. Seeing no other hands, shall continue. Line 186, it's a comment by the business constituency. If the intended use of the non-capital city name TLD is not to be associated with the geographic location, it should be treated as a regular string. In case there is contention for that string, preference should be given to applicants who will use the TLD for geographic purposes. And it references the URL. Any comments? Seeing none. I see no hands, but colleagues, please flag if possible, if they come out. Shall continue. Line 187. It's in Spanish. It's by RDS Honduras. I will translate. Support, that's English. Item, which is same as response to question 9. Agree when there is conflict between geography and the place name, excluding TLD. That's a literal translation, as best I can do now. So that's a comment by RDS Honduras. Any comments? Moving forward. So we're in a new section here, 188. I don't think we should read all this paragraph here unless somebody wants me to. I see no great interest in me reading this whole green paragraph here. So shall continue with the comments if there are no objections. So our next comment comes from the government of Spain, the Swiss Federal Institute of Intellectual Property, SWITCH, Icelandic Ministry for Foreign Affairs, German GAC, Origin, European Broadcasting Union, Government of France, Association of European Regions for Origin Products, AREPO, and the Republic of Peru. The comment goes, line 189, supports extending the non-objection framework to additional categories of geonames. See general comments, i.e., issues have been identified for geonames as TLDs not covered by the 2012 AGB. The lack of a quote-unquote non-objection framework for such names has generated conflicts between the different interested parties. This should be avoided in future expansions of the TLD space. Extending the quote-unquote non-objection framework to such cases would be advisable. And then it lists several URLs by each of the WordTrack member commenters for this this line here. Any comments to the comment, clarifications, misunderstandings? I see no hand.
I have a hand, Javier.
Go ahead.
I'm just thinking about this. Reading through this before, I think there's a number of similar responses in this section. So you might just want to read out from section E. If anybody wants to go through the full text, they've already had access to the document to query anything. So just to save your voice more than anything, Javier, you might just want to use column E, because I think Steve's just opened it up a bit wider so you can read it, which does a high-level summary of all the right comments, and then we can just refer back. And if anybody has gone through this and has any discrepancies with the way it's been characterized or summarized, please do flag that to us as we go along. But hopefully you've all had an opportunity to read through these comments.
So, Martin, what you're suggesting is, I see column E is jumping to comments in column E. For example, the first comment is in line 189 and then 190, etc.
Yeah, so column E, staff have kindly just put a very high paraphrased summary of the comments received for each of those lines that you're reading out. So save you reading out the full text. If you use that as the initial guide, and if anybody wants to refer back as they're reading through the full text, then they can raise their hand or add a comment into the chat. But I would save your voice and let the members work through and read the detail if they haven't already done so.
Very good. Thank you. We'll move through column E, but if any members want, more detailed reference on the actual comment, please say so. So on line 189, the column E summarizes, to extend non-objections to non-AGB terms does not identify specific categories. And as we mentioned, the commenters are in column C, different public entities and governments, etc. Line 190, the summarized comment in column E reads, extend non-objection to non-AGB terms. Geographic names should include toponyms such as mountains, rivers, that by their notoriety and relevance are commonly known and are of national significance, as well as geographical indications. The use of geographical names as domain names consequently abuses industrial property rights. That I wonder if that's correct use there, industrial property rights, and strongly influences consumer perception, which will tend to interpret them as being closely linked to that country, so that not being the case may have a misleading and consequently disruptive of a healthy market, and that's a comment by the Portuguese government. Yeah, I wonder if the use of industrial property rights is the intent, or is it intellectual? Any comments there? Industrial property rights could be correct. Any comments? Any hands? So I'll continue to line 191. Let me make this smaller so I can see that. Okay, 191. Yeah, can Martin, can you help me with line 191? It doesn't show up in my screen for some reason. It jumps right through. It goes to 192.
I think this is Brazil, and so I can't see the full text on column B, but the summary is to extend non-objection to non-AGP terms and specifically identifiable relevant communities, e.g. cities, provinces, states, countries, recognizable regions, from individual countries or a group of countries. I believe that is just Brazil, but we'll probably find out as we scroll down.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. It just jumps in my screen to 192 for some reason. So thanks for that, Martin. seeing no hands, shall continue. So 192 is a comment by the ALAC, and the summary in column E. Some support reservation of currency codes under ISO 4217. 193, it's a comment by the governments of Argentina, Chile, Colombia, and Fundación Incluirme. The summary, column E, it references proposals 1-5. 194, comment by RYSG, the summary is some oppose additional restrictions, some support extending protections to non-ASCII, non-AGB terms. Any hands, any comments? Seeing none, shall continue. Line 195, it's a comment by the Brand Registry Group. The summary, column E, opposes additional restrictions. Let's see if I can see line 196 when I jump from screen here. Let me see. Okay. 195 opposes 196. Okay. So 196, it's a comment by the business constituency. The summary, again, is opposes additional restrictions. Line 197, it's a comment by the registrar stakeholder group, RYSG, also opposes additional restrictions in column E summary. Let's go to the next one if there's no comments, questions. 198. Let's see if I can see it. 198, yes. It's a comment by the IPC, the Intellectual Property Constituency. Again, the summary is opposes additional restrictions. Any comments, any hands, seeing none. And please, co-chairs, if you see any comments in the chat that we should read out, please do so. So jumping to 199, let's see if the page break doesn't kill me again. 199, okay. International Trademark Association comment, INTA, again, opposes additional restrictions. 200, the United States, summary, opposes additional restrictions. 201, A comment by the group of registries, UniRegistry, Minds and Machines, Group Top Level Design, Amazon Registry Services, Employee Media LLC. The summary, again, opposes additional restrictions. This one I can read out as short. The group of registries does not support expanding the list of geographic terms at all. We agree with the work track members that believe ISO 4217 is firmly out of scope. Line 202. It's a longer comment by NCSG. The summary there is it cites proposal 37. Pausing there for any comments, questions, any comments in the chat? Okay. Shall keep on moving. Line 203.
Javier, it's a question from Justine in the chat. Mm-hmm. About the line 193. Is the understanding that the governments of Argentina, Chile, and Colombia, Fundación Incluir, are in favor of proposal 1-5? Should we go back and have a closer look?
Yes, I'm in line 193. The specific comment there, all it says is proposals 1-5 are the answer to this question. Maybe Steve can help us out on proposals 1-5 and see if we can answer Justine's question quickly.
Yeah. Since it refers back to that.
Yeah.
Hi, Javier. This is Steve.
Go ahead.
Thanks. So yeah, reference the proposals, which we're about to go to into the next section. We only have two more comments for the questions for community input. The next section, which is proposals for section F.1.2.5, that's actually where proposals 1-5 are covered. And then as Justine noted, there is actually support for all five of those proposals. Thanks.
Okay. Where did we leave off right now? I just changed my page and I don't know where we're at. What's the last comment we read, Steve? Where are we?
I think we should start with 202.
202, all right. Okay, so 202 NCSG, yeah, cites proposal 37. That's the summary. 203 is where we left off. It's a comment by Dudberlin Gambaha and Co., KG, Hamburg Top Level Domain, Gambaha, DOTLD Group. The summary here is appear to be conflicting opinions. 204, last line in this section. It's a comment by Datsun Gambaha. Again, appear to be conflicting opinions. Any comments, questions as we move to our next section, which is proposals?
Javier, this is Steve.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to suggest that, based on the comment that staff put into column E, it might make sense to just read this comment since it's brief. Lines 203 and 204 are identical. So that would be the suggestion, just for you to read it shortly or very quickly.
I move some. Go ahead and do that, Steve.
Okay, sure. Mm-hmm. So the line 203 from .Berlin, GmbH and Co., KG, Hamburg, top level domain, GmbH and GOTLD.group, and the .zone.gmbh comment is identical, I believe. So the comment reads, supports no additional terms except enhancing non-ASCII geoterms, not in the AGB. In principle, we recommend that no additional types of terms should be protected, restricted beyond those included in the 2012 applicant guidebook. We support to enhance to protection for non-ASCII geographic terms not included in the 2012 African Guidebook. And now that I read this, I actually have a better understanding of what they're saying. So I think we can probably clean up the comment to say that they suggest enhancing the protections for non-ASCII geoterms not included in the 2012 applicant guidebook. Thanks.
Thank you. All right.
Sorry, I got my hand up there, Javier. It's Martin.
Go ahead.
So, Steve, just following on from that, I was just checking if Catherine or somebody from Dot Berlin was on the call, but I can't see them in the list. So, unless they're on the phone, perhaps one of the phone lines, I'm not sure. Whether anybody could just clarify and confirm your interpretation, that might be helpful as well whilst we're on the call. If not, we will update it, and hopefully that will be picked up on the meeting notes by Catherine or her colleagues. Thanks, Steve. I can see you've already updated it. So over to you, Javier.
Thank you. So now we're moving in the documents to section F. 2.2.2, country and territory names, proposals. So we can. I don't see summaries here, or maybe there's some summaries. There are some summaries. But should we go ahead and read the comments here, or just jump to summaries also? What do you think, Martin?
Hi, Javier. So one of the things to bear in mind here, that these are proposals. They weren't preliminary recommendations. They were proposals because a few or many of the group thought that it would be useful to put out for opinions to be gathered from the community. So on here, these are more specific. So where we've just gone through questions, there isn't typically an agreement or a disapproval process, but on these you'll notice that we've got things like highlighted in column D, agreement, or it will change if there's diverse responses. And then the first comment is more of an overriding general comment from the US government. So that you might want to read out. And then the others, you could probably see where there's a number that align to the same agreement, and then there'll be others that are grouped up into non-agreement, and we can just go through any particular highlighted fields that staff have put in there for us.
You mentioned that the first comment is won by the United States. I might be in the wrong place, because the first thing I see in proposals section F222, it's a Dasun Gambaha comment. So I might be in the wrong place.
Well, I think we might be in the right place then.
This is Annabeth. We should start with the general measures proposed to improve the new GTLD program, the F125. I think it's been some confusion in the agenda. So there, the United States has the first.
Very good. Yeah. Very good. So thank you for that. So again, we're going to amend retroactively our agenda. We had it wrong. So let's do that. Let's go back. So section F.1.2.5, comment by the United States. As noted, the United States does not support the notion of reserving geographic names or terms or requiring documents of individual government support or non-objection, as reflected in the 2012 AGB. That said, we note that some of the following proposals assume that the 2012 AGB remains in place and seeks suggestions for changes for some of those provisions. Thus, in answering the following proposals, we have assumed that the protection for GTLDs as set forth in the 2012 AGB remains in place unless otherwise indicated in the proposal. And there's a URL. So I'll continue now.
Javier.
Go ahead.
Sorry, this is Steve. I just wanted to note that there is a hand up from Paul McGrady.
I'm sorry.
Paul, go ahead.
that may have to change depending on down the road if you're using it for an SLA.
Paul,
And I think that what we're really striving for here is kind of the baseline starting point that we all know, recognize there's something that's going to need to change.
Yeah, I didn't hear that very well, Paul, if that was you. I don't know if you wish to repeat that comment. Well, I see some background noise. I hear some background noise. Paul, if you want to repeat your comment at any point, please do. We shall continue onwards. So, line six. Is somebody trying to get in? No. Comment, a support. It's a comment of support by the government of Spain, the Swiss Federal Institute, the Federal Institute of Intellectual Property, Switch, Icelandic Ministry for Foreign Affairs, German GAC, Origin, European Broadcasting Union, Government of France, Association of European Regions for Origin Products, AREPO, Republic of Peru. And the response marks agreement. Shall continue here.
Javier, it's Annabeth. I think perhaps since we're going through this that we should repeat the question they are supporting. The green line.
So what
especially for those only on audio.
Very good. So as we go to the document, the question that we're referring to here is in line five, develop an online tool for prospective applicants. The searchable tool indicates whether a string is eligible for delegation and whether there are issues that require further action. For example, obtaining a letter of support or non-objection from relevant governments or public authorities. This could be a standalone tool or a function integrated into the application system that flags a term. It flags if a term is geographic and has special requirements, restrictions. And in line six, there's support for this from the government of Spain, the Swiss Federal Institute of Intellectual Property, Switch, Icelandic Ministry of Foreign Affairs, German GAC, Origin, European Broadcasting Union, Government of France, Association of European Regions for Origin Products, or EPO, Republic of Peru. The comment here is, or the response from the WG is agreement. In line seven, from the CCNSO, we also have a comment of support, and the WG response flags agreement. Line eight, by the Republic of Singapore, comment, we support the proposal to develop an online tool for prospective applicants where they can check whether a string is eligible for delegation and whether there are issues that require further action. This is helpful and could prevent situations where applicants and or governments get dragged into protracted negotiations. And the work group flags agreement here.
Javier, Steve has a comment here, if he could jump in just a moment.
Steve, go ahead.
Thanks, Javier. Thanks, Annabeth. And as I've noted a couple times, as a host or a co-host, you can't raise your hand. So I'm resorting to the chat. So I just wanted to point out what we've tried to do in column E for the line next to each of the proposals. So in this case, on line five here, what we've tried to do is distinguish between the various proposals, sort of the nature and scope of what's being proposed. And by that, I mean some of the proposals are wider in scope in the sense that they are trying to change what the protections are for geographic names, and in terms of, you know, either expanding or contracting what the protections might be. Whereas in this case, it could maybe be construed as more of an implementation improvement So what we've tried to do is include a tag next to each of the proposals to try to help the work track understand the nature of what's being proposed. Just sort of shorthand guide to give you a quick summary of what the nature of the changes. Hopefully it's helpful. Thanks.
Thank you, Steve. Moving on. Yeah, go ahead.
In the chat, Javier, Paul McGrady has written a question there.
Paul from everyone, comment is, on the last document, we were reading comments on preliminary recommendations and holding our comments in order to get through the document. This document is for inbound ideas. Should we be holding our comments, questions, concerns, objections, like we did with the last document so that we can get through the reading of this document, or should we raise those comments, questions, concerns, etc. now? Important comment. So what do we think about Paul's comment suggestion? Other members, other leaders? Martin?
Hi, Abria.
Annabeth, yeah, go ahead.
No, this is Martin. I think the main thing that we're trying to accomplish going through this is making sure that we frame the comments appropriately and that we understand the comments. So if there is any questions about the comments that have been provided or the way that they've been summarized, we'd encourage everybody to chime in and we'll stop and talk about those so that we fully understand. In terms of any deep question about whether we think it's right or wrong, that I think is where we need to hold back until we have gone through the full set of comments, because then they will have an impact on the preliminary recommendations and any other recommendations that we then produce out of the comments. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so. Thank you. We're still going through a similar process than before, and we shall, keep on going. And please continue asking restraint for a while as we go through these. Line 10, comment by Dodberlin Gambaha and company, KG, Hamburg, top-level domain, Gambaha, GOTLD group. Comment is, Dodberlin Gambaha and Co., KG, support the proposal. 11, line 11, comment by AFNIC, Center AFNIC, it's supported. There's some text. AFNIC is the registry operator for top level. Yeah, it describes what AFNIC is. 12, by the Portuguese government, support. All these comments are flagging agreement, by the way, by the work group. 13, support by the governments of Argentina, Chile, and Colombia, and Fundación Incluirme. There's agreement here as a work group response. Oops, that moved a little bit. It's just, okay. My document just moved a bunch of lines. What was the last comment we read? It was line 13. Yeah, line 13. Line 14. The business constituency supports this proposal. It flags agreement by the work group. Any comments, any questions? I'll keep on going. Line 15, RDS Honduras, it's support, it has no objection. Agreement, work group response. 16, ALAC, the ALAC supports proposal 1. Agreement, work group. Line 17, United States, we would welcome an online tool for prospective applicants in relation to geonames that would indicate whether a string is eligible for delegation whether there are issues that require further action. Work group response is agreement. Line 13, brand registry group. Some concern qualified. This is dependent upon the scope and complexity of the restrictions imposed on applicants. Specific lists of reserved names or those that require certain objections can be maintained and made available without the need for implementing additional online tools. Again, flagged as qualified agreement, some concerns, brand registry group. I'll continue. Line 19, registrar stakeholder group. Again, qualified agreement, some concerns. The RYSG generally supports this proposal, but is concerned where funding for such an undertaking will be derived. We are also concerned about abuse of the data collected to preemptively expand lists of restrictive strings. Line 20, NCSG, qualified agreement, some concerns. Developing this tool would have only made sense if the WordTrack 5 had come up with criteria that were crystal clear. Asking the applicant to provide a non-objection letter from a public authority is not specific enough. However, if the group, despite our strongly held objections, agrees to asserting such measures, an online tool would be beneficial to the applicant. Line 21, RYSG, there's some divergence flagged here. Some support, some oppose. Due to the diversity of the RYSG membership, members have different views on this matter. While some RYSG members can support the proposal, others explicitly oppose the proposal and argue that the rules should be sufficiently clear that such tool adds no value. Comments, questions? Shall move forward. Line 22. Line 22 by Datsun Gambaha. We do not support the proposal since tools won't provide 100% predictability. Divergence. 23, IPC, intellectual property constituency. Divergence. IPC opposes the development of such a tool both because it would be too burdensome, if even possible, to develop and too restrictive to apply. There would be some benefits in enabling potential applicants to search a database of conditions and terms to determine whether a particular term is eligible for delegation or whether there are issues like the requirement of obtaining a letter of support from the government that would require further action. This would clearly be useful in determining whether to proceed. However, these benefits would be overshadowed by the threat to the selection of the terms for TLDs presented by such a tool. Such a tool would require the creation of restricted terms lists as well as extensive and strict tests or guidelines that could be applied to determine the registrability of specific terms. Such a list and such analytic tools are neither authorized by nor supportive of international law. They would, in effect, create new rights whose exercise by governmental entities, would be largely uncontrollable, provided that there is sufficient clarity in defining terms to which geographic restrictions apply. By means of defined lists, there should be no need for such a tool. More importantly, the next iteration of the applicant guidebook should be sufficient for identifying the appropriate contours of such restrictions or requirements, and whether a potential new string fits within a definition of a particular type of geographic name. Again, divergence. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry to interrupt. It's Martin. I think we've got a new hand from Christopher. So I thought we'd better check as he was trying to get through earlier.
Yes, Christopher, please go in if you can. Been trying for a while, Christopher. Can
okay,
staff?
Absent of that, we've got Annabeth.
This is Annabeth. Actually, that was the same. I should say that we should try him once more before we close, because it's only 3 minutes left of the hour.
Yeah, we're really close to the top of the hour. I don't know if there's any extra way to make sure that Christopher's comments gets in.
Or he has written quite a lot in the chat, so...
Maybe we can read the chat quickly. Could you take that, Annabeth, please?
If
you
can. Yes, it's just a little. He's just, the proposal for a tool merits support, but I would have to point out that the staff would have an enormous task to create such a tool, addressing thousands of geonames in all scripts worldwide.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Christopher and Annabeth. So we're basically on top of the hour. Thank you all for your patience. Is any other business quickly? Anybody want to bring forth? Any comments by colleagues?
Not from me.
Seeing none. Go ahead, Steve. Maybe the next meeting information. Steve, can you come in a little bit with the next meeting information? No, that was not you. Okay.
Javier.
Go ahead.
I can. I just need to find it first. But yeah, that was not actually me speaking.
Sounded like you.
So the WorkTrack 5 meeting is actually on Tuesday, 30 April at 20 UTC. We're usually... holding our meetings on Wednesday, but as a result of it being a holiday for not only ICANN, but many in the world, we've actually moved the meeting to Tuesday. So hopefully that still works for everyone. Thanks.
Thank you. And my apologies for that next meeting. I won't be able to make it due to work reasons, but thanks to all again, and bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much, everyone. Meeting has been adjourned. Have a great remainder of your day.